the best till my last day. I'll be loving you.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The defense expected to chip away at Michael Cohen's credibility as Donald Trump's fixer takes the stand again this hour in the former president's New York civil trial. President Biden and former President Trump have agreed to take part in two debates.
Their first, June 27th on CNN, before the conventions. The second, September 10th here on ABC News, just weeks before voters head to the polls on Election Day.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Ukrainian President Zelensky in a hospital in Kharkiv under increasing attack from Russia, warning Kharkiv's defenders exclusively telling ABC News.
During these days, 500 persons have been wounded. Yes, a lot of guys gave their lives. They're soldiers, but mostly they're from this region. They've been born here. And for me, it's very important to support them.
Russia's Vladimir Putin was welcomed by Chinese leader Xi Jinping as he arrived in Beijing for a state visit. This is ABC News. Charges this morning after the attack on Slovakia's prime minister. ABC's Tom Rivers has more from the foreign desk.
Word from Slovakia's interior minister through a translator.
The perpetrator has been charged with premeditated murder attempt.
As to the suspect's background,
this man is no member of any right-wing or left-wing extreme political group. He is a lone wolf.
The suspect, it said, set out on this course angered after last month's presidential election. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And if you're eating a taco or a burrito, you're eating a sandwich. At least that's what a judge in Indiana says. The decision, according to the Washington Post, coming in a case over zoning rules in Fort Wayne, Indiana, that blocks fast food joints in a shopping center unless they sell made-to-order sandwiches, which the judge says can now include a Mexican restaurant. So we have it all settled. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration and SuperDeck products May 17th through the 20th. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. A week after a ransomware cyber attack struck the Ascension Hospital system, patients and providers remain frustrated with nurses having to work off paper records. While Ascension's facilities remain open, patients can expect delays in scheduling and receiving care. A rule which doesn't allow transfer students to compete at the varsity level their first year is likely to disqualify Campbellsport High School sprinter Joshua Anwanili from the upcoming WIAA state championships. Anwanili started high school at Campbellsport but spent 2 years in Ghana. That's where his parents did missionary work. And a Dane County deputy is being credited for saving a jail inmate. When the deputy checked on an inmate in their cell, he didn't respond. The deputy called for medical staff and started the Heimlich maneuver once they realized the man was choking. Turns out the inmate had choked on an apple. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools.
from hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select AK System battery tool sets. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid on select AK System sets for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details. Getting ready to take on spring? Create your own outdoor oasis with legendary steel tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more, count on steel to get it done this spring. Right now, save $30 on the American-made FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 72 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 81 by Saturday. Mostly sunny 83 with a chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm Saturday afternoon or night. Barbecue season is here, and if you want to rock your summer barbecue, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made in small batches. It's wicked good. Grandpa's BBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Right here waiting, staying strong, come and fall into me.
You say you've turned it off, hid your heart up on a shelf, scared of what it might cost to take it down for someone else. 'Cause loving him you lost too much of yourself, baby. Can't you see that he's not me? And I need you to know you can fall into me. That my arms are wide open and will always be right here waiting, staying strong. Come and fall into me.
I'll follow any road, anywhere to get to you. I'll open up my soul if that's what you need me to do. Now, baby, it's your move. All you got to do is believe in love.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN Emerson Drive. Fall into me at 9:09. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. Today in history, opening farm markets as well here coming up this morning. Joining us right now, Matt Gillis with the Durant Fire Department, also City of Durant too. And we're going to talk about the fire department's upcoming spring dance and fundraiser, and that's going on this Saturday starting at 12 noon. And I'm probably, now that I got them here, I'm probably going to talk about some public work stuff too. But Matt, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning. Well, this year's fundraiser, I guess it starts at noon on Saturday, right?
Yeah, the chicken starts out at noon. There is a 5K that starts before the fundraiser. I think that might kick off at 11:30. Don't quote me on that one. I don't quite organize that. But yeah, there's a 5K that starts before we start serving chicken dinner.
And you're going to run in there.
Oh,
right?
I'm going to run it. Yep, yeah. I'm going to run from, you know, the my truck in to grab some chicken and then back up to my chair where I sit most of the day. That's about as much running that this cat does.
Oh, okay.
The chicken dinner start at noon, 1:30. We have the White Sidewalls that'll be there playing until 4:30. And then at 6 o'clock, we have Bryce Tomaszewski coming in to play the evening from 6 to 10. As well as all of our raffles. You know, we have our main raffle, we have our silent auctions, we have the full bar for all your refreshment needs. We have a new raffle this year, a sportsman's raffle. It's got 10 guns and a couple fishing trips and a shoulder mount on it, so 13 prizes. That one's almost sold out, actually. There's only 300 tickets available for one. So I think we're down to the last 10, 15, 20 tickets.
Okay. So. Now, with the normally the White Sidewalls always played in the evening. Was it just a scheduling conflict, or did you guys decide to try and do something a little different this year?
We're just trying to change it up a little bit. Okay. You know, we've had some requests over the years to kind of try different things and try different bands, and you know, the White Sidewalls have requested to play a little bit earlier occasionally. Mm-hmm. They'll play whenever we want them to play. Obviously, we're paying for it. But, you know, they kind of like that time slot, tried to get a newer, fresher band in the evening, just kind of switch it up a little bit. So no particular reason. The White Sidewalls play great music mm-hmm. that everyone likes. That genre of people that kind of come out in that time frame like to dance and, you know, and like then they can take off at that 6 o'clock hour.
You know, if you now that you know in advance, you know, we could have the Durand City Rural Fire Department band, the firefighters.
I guarantee ain't nobody coming to watch that band. I'm a smooth talker, but I can't sing. I can tell you that much.
You can carry water, but you can't carry a tune, right? Yeah.
Okay. What's that old saying? I got a face for radio or something.
That's what
like
I
that?
Have, too. Yeah, yes, yeah, I definitely yeah, have yeah, a face yeah. for radio. In fact, when I've had to fill in for some other colleagues, the first time I was going to do that, I was down at their station, and I was watching what was going on in the morning, just to kind of figure out how things were going on. And they were getting ready to go on TV, and I'm like, that ain't happening. See you later. You're on. Oh, no. They know I'm gone. You won't have to. I'm like, you think I'm going on TV? You're nuts. Again, talking with Matt Gillis with Durand Fire Department, their spring fundraiser and dance coming up on Saturday. Now, every year there's something different that you're raising money for. What is it for the fire department this year?
This year we're actually raising money to offset a price of a new tender truck in older terms, tanker truck, the big water trucks that shuttle water to the fires out in the country. So we are, it's going to be a couple-year process.
Okay.
That truck is like a $350,000 truck. Oh. So we are trying to raise money over a couple years here to help pay for that that truck, whether we pay 50%, 70%, mm-hmm. depending on what we can raise over the next couple years. But, yeah, we would like to, our next major purchase of a tender truck, we would like this fundraiser to offset the cost of that, which helps keep the tax dollars down and helps the rural and or the city manage their budgets.
And in the years past, it's been everything from the bunker gear to oxygen tanks and all of that you have to use, the night vision or the goggles that you guys can use if you have to go into a dark building that's on fire. And so there's been a lot of things that we've been able to raise money for.
Yeah, this fundraiser has been far and above anything that we could have expected when we started this back in 2012-ish, give or take. Don't quote me on that year. But, yeah, we've You know, the first couple of years we paid probably 50%+ of new SCBA equipment, that the air packs that we wear on our back. You know, we bought the rescue boat that we currently have.
Oh, yeah, that's
100% with this fundraiser. We bought the Ranger that we currently have 100% with this fundraiser. The new brush truck that just showed up here this year, this fundraiser paid for a portion of that, as well as some ARPA money from some townships that paid for the rest of it. And then all the other minor equipment, bunker gear we've paid for over the past, but hose, nozzles, just an array of equipment that we wouldn't be able to have if we had to try to go through the actual, city budget or the rural budget, just because that equipment's so expensive, right? City budgets and rural budgets gotta, go towards need instead of want, and sometimes these extras that we buy with this fundraiser money helps the fire department out extremely and benefits the community and everyone that comes to visit our community.
Talking with Matt Gillis this morning with Durant Fire Department. Again, their upcoming spring dance and fundraiser starting at noon on Saturday. Here coming up, I'm going to make Matt take off his fire helmet and put on his hard hat with Public Works. We'll get an update on some of the things going on this summer around the city as well. We'll talk about that here coming up. Right now, here's Kenny Chesney, Uncle Cracker, and When the Sun Goes Down, it's 9:15.
Suntan toes tickling the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand, watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down, yeah. All day long, just taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy, been sleeping off the night before. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down, guitar and my dark sunglasses, this sweet concoction is smooth as molasses. Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter. When the sun goes
when
down,
the sun
when
goes
the sun
down,
goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down,
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kenny Chesney, Uncle Cracker, and When the Sun Goes Down. 9:19. I'm Brian Winnikins. Matt Gillis joining us. Duran Fire talking a little bit about the upcoming spring dance and fundraiser. That's this Saturday starting at noon at the Fire Hall. Of course, we all know Matt as Superintendent of Public Works for the City of Duran. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Well, Matt, the first thing I know for you, maybe it's a little bit slower for you this year because you don't have a pool that you're trying to open up. Or is it actually a lot busier because there's a pool you're trying to build?
Well, for me anyway, there's a pool I'm trying to build. Maybe for my staff, they're not trying to pressure wash it and fill it and get all the chemical pumps running and the plumbing and getting all the old, getting all that older equipment up and running. So probably a little less headache for them. But you know, we still got Memorial Day and all of our parks that need to be opened, and the grass is growing like wildfire. You can't even hardly mow it. Looks like you got to mow about twice a week if you want to keep up on it. So there's it just seems like that time gets filled with other stuff that needs to be done too.
Now with the pool, I know folks driving by, they might be like, okay, why are there these big piles of dirt with weeds growing out of them? You know, why don't you move that? But that's actually if I'm not mistaken, that's the topsoil that you're going to use at the very end. So that's just a place to store it for the moment.
Yeah, basically those piles of dirt you see there is the topsoil that we stripped off the site, you know, and then that'll kind of just sit there and get used towards the end to spread back out and reseed. So.
Now, obviously, because of our mild winter, they are a lot farther ahead. People may not think that, but because of the mild winter with all of the deconstruction, if we'd had a, quote, normal winter, that would have been happening right now, right?
Correct. You know, in a normal winter, we wouldn't have been doing nothing up there until probably around the 1st of May, you know, give or take a week or after that. So we had a lot of that stuff done up there. I think the water and sewer storm lines went in around the 25th of March. That's, I don't say unheard of, but extremely rare to be doing that kind of digging in the end of March. So we were ahead of schedule. During that time frame, we were waiting for state permits. You know, we need multiple state permits. You know, we need a building permit, the plumbing permit, the electrical permit. The pool itself needs its own permit. You know, so there's four different permits that we need that we have to apply for. We do have the building, the plumbing, the electrical. Just some minor tweaks we need to do with the pool portion of it, but. We should be digging the footings for the building. Last I heard was going to be tomorrow. And then next week we will start pouring footings, and you'll probably start seeing some building walls going up.
I said this to the mayor after the last council meeting. We were talking about the permits. Well, you know what? Welcome to the party, pal. How's it feel to have to wait for permits from zoning and building people? You know, thanks. There you go. Now you know how everybody else feels. Sorry.
Yeah, we're usually the ones holding up that process,
exactly,
aren't we?
So welcome to the party, you know. Meanwhile, it's, 6th Avenue East. I always get my directions. When is that? That'll start after this school?
Yep, after the school year. We had our pre-construction meeting here Tuesday. That project is scheduled to start June 3rd. So they'll probably come in. I haven't got the full work schedule on that yet since we just had our pre-con meeting the other day. But they're eligible to start that project June 3rd. Substantial completion middle of July and final completion middle of August. So that everything should be wrapped up before the school season starts. So I would venture to say that somewhere around June 3rd, you'll probably see some stuff getting moved in, signs going up, road close signs, road closure signs. They might come in and do some prep work like cutting trees down and doing some of that. And then I think the heavy digging is going to start on the 10th of June. Just kind of get us past that Fun Fest weekend. I think the parade usually kind of lines up around there, and try to keep it as passable as we can for those folks.
Talking with Matt Gillis as well, with the fire department and also Duran Public Works. Obviously, Madison Street now around Memorial Park, that with that project being delayed now, you're kind of working on trying to rework that, right?
Correct, yeah. So we're, you know, back to the financial piece of Madison Street. We are looking into a potential of some other grants, but that gets complicated because we already got one grant, right? So the state and federal departments don't like to piggyback grants on top of each other. So essentially we're looking at another grant, and then we're also looking at the potentiality of cutting the project back to get it back within the budget, and or looking at what, if we had to do some revenue bonding, what it would cost. The water rates would have to go up, the sewer rates would have to go up, the storm rates would have to go up, what those rates would have to increase in order to pay those bonds back off.
Meanwhile, you know, in the winter, you always are monitoring. Well, you do it year-round. I would think it's always a little bit more difficult in the winter to monitor the wastewater treatment plant than it is compared to summer. But what are some of the things you're having to do down at the treatment plant here during the summertime?
Because
I know that one of the big, I don't know, stirrers kind of failed on
clarifiers. Yeah. So we have summer maintenance and we have winter maintenance down at the treatment plant. So it's kind of divided out. Like all of the outside type stuff, like you'll see the big round clarifiers, you see the big white RBC huts. We do a lot of our maintenance on those in the summer months because they're outside. We take them down, do all of our gearbox maintenance, you know, oil, greasing, all that type of stuff. If we have to take the clarifier down and fix the arms and the scrapers on the bottom of them. They were just fixing a gearbox here the other day down there. So there's summer maintenance and there's a lot of winter maintenance because the majority of our pumps and stuff are in buildings. So we do a lot of that maintenance in the winter. We're doing pump maintenance inside, you know, changing the oil, checking all the tightnesses, rebuilding as it needs to be rebuilt. And so there's never, I won't necessarily say summer requires more maintenance than winter because we do a lot of stuff during the winter because there's a lot of stuff indoors in heated areas to do. So, but summer maintenance then becomes roofs. You know, you're up on the roof, you know, doing roof maintenance. You're, you know, got a lot more lawn maintenance to do and trimming and mowing and just keeping things looking good. We actually are giving tours next Tuesday to the fifth grade class.
Okay.
They do their, I can't remember the actual name of the program that they come to, but yeah, they're coming down to the sewer plant next Tuesday around 10, between 10 and noon. We're doing a couple different groups. Yeah.
So that'll be now, are you still doing, I know in years past, you always were having a company come in with a camera and they would kind of check out all of the sewer lines. They'd, you know, you do a little part of the city here, part of the city there every year. Has that all been completed or is it just on hold, or are you doing something this year with that?
So we put a certain amount of dollars for televising in the budget every year that we call that CCTV. We do put a certain amount of dollars for that in the budget. But unfortunately this year, as you've probably heard at council meetings, we just had one of our pumps at our main lift station go down. That's going to probably cost us $20,000. We had a wash press in our headworks building that went down back in February-ish. That cost $25,000. Those were things that were technically not budgeted in the budget. So basically what we do then is essentially rob Peter to pay Paul, right? So we don't do the televising. We take that money and we fix the emergency repairs. So this year we're probably not going to be doing a lot of that televising. Unfortunately, because we had these unexpected almost $45,000 worth of repairs that we got to come up with instead of spending the money to do that. So it's a juggling act, okay. Right?
Yeah. Are there gators in the sewer system? What's the weirdest thing you've seen?
I actually pulled a jumpsuit out of the sewer system.
Wow, that's weird. I mean, have you ever, when they're doing the video thing and you're watching it and all of a sudden you see a pair of eyes looking back at you?
Not in the sanitary sewer system. The stormwater sewer system, yeah. Raccoons, you know, all sorts of critters you find in the stormwater system when you're doing that. In the sanitary system, really the only way to get into the sanitary system is to, unless we leave a manhole open in the middle of the road and something falls down in it, right? The only other way to get in it is to go through the plumbing of your house.
Wow.
Or your building, anyway.
Finally, one question before we let you go, and I know it's you got to get going. Over up on 85, because I've had some people even ask me, and I've even kind of wondered about it. So with the new Dollar General, okay, there was a problem with the sewer line, so they had to replace it, and they had to dig up the street and the whole bit. But it seems like it's collapsing again. You hit that part on 85, and you have the bump. I mean, is that something that they're going to be responsible for? Is that because it's a state road, the state's going to end up being responsible for, or because it's also still in the city limits. The city might be responsible for fixing that.
Can I plead the fifth on that question, Brian?
Yeah, you can plead the fifth. That's fine.
So they dug a new sewer line in for the Dollar General. Unfortunately, you know, the soils didn't get compacted as well as they probably should have when they backfilled. That's based on what I'm seeing in the surface right now. So they came and they blacktopped it a couple days after they dug it in, and now you have some settling, and that's where you're getting that dip from. So that's a state highway. So all the permits to put that sewer in, the permits to dig out there, close it down, Dollar General had to get those from the state of Wisconsin. So at the end of the day, it's the state of Wisconsin's responsibility to go back on Dollar General to fix that bump or dip, whichever you prefer to call it. So the permits were all through the state from Dollar General. The city's name is attached to the permit because it is a city sanitary, but the city has no liabilities to repair that. So at the end of the day, it's whether the DOT can go back after Dollar General to have that dug up, tore up, and repaved, or whether the DOT is going to just patch it themselves. So we've had numerous conversations with them. I know between myself, the highway commissioner, the highway supervisors, we're working with the DOT to try to come up with some resolution. That's where it's at right now. So it's really up to them as to whether they want to or can go back after them. Unfortunately, once you kind of, I'll say, sign off on the permits after the project's completed. So sometimes if you sign off on them a day or two after the project's completed, when you came inspect it, you're kind of signing off all of that, what I'll call liability. So therein lies some issues there. Like you see in the city all the time, you don't want to do this on a state highway, I get it, but on city streets like First Avenue, they dug a sewer last fall. We let it sit all winter. They just blacktopped it here a couple weeks ago. We won't have that settling issue because we basically gave it the entire winter to settle out. So if you can let it wait, state highways, people don't like driving over gravel patches and kicking up rocks, and they tend to want that blacktopped within a few hours after it's dug.
And,
so
and unfortunately, people don't like hitting bumps.
No, they don't. we've heard about it, you know, but we're doing the best we can from our end. We don't really have a lot of enforcement powers on a state highway, so we are in contact with them, expressing our concerns. You know, what are we going to do? How are we going to do to get that rectified type of stuff?
It's Matt Gillis with the Duran Fire Department and Duran Public Works. You're listening to WRDN.
The real deals come from Duran Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Duran Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Duran Fresh Market, downtown Duran, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Duran.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started Wesley Financial Group to do one thing, help people get out of their timeshare nightmare. When you buy a timeshare, the timeshare company can raise your annual maintenance fees at will. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Want out of your timeshare? Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-785-1155. That's 800-785-1155. 800-785-1155.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance? Baby, why don't you go put your best dress on? And those high heel shoes you love to lose as soon. Tunes come on second thought, just the way you are is already driving me crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance?
I'll cut a rug.
The way I see it, the whole wide world has gone crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance?
Floating on air,
baby,
baby.
Why don't we just dance?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And Josh Turner, why don't we just dance? 9:38. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. Be listening for AgriTalk with Chip Flory this afternoon from 1 till 3. I'll have the latest news and issues affecting rural America and the farm markets as well. Again, that's AgriTalk 1 to 3 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Let's run down today in history. For this May 16th, 1770, a 14-year-old Marie Antoinette marries the future King Louis XVI of France, who was only 15 at the time. 1866, a bill was passed to allow the United States Treasury Department to mint the nickel. I guess so. Happy birthday to the nickel. Huh. I always thought there was one. I guess not. 1866, pharmacist Charles Elmer invents root beer. Charles Elmer hires, rather, invents root beer. Did pretty well with that, too. 1929, the first Academy Awards were presented at the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood. The film Wings won the first Best Picture Award. In 1980, Elvis's personal physician, Dr. George Nikolopoulos, was indicted by a grand jury on 14 counts of illegally prescribing drugs to Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, and nine others. He would be barred from practicing medicine. In 1988, the United States Supreme Court ruled that trash may be searched without a search warrant. One of the members of the Rat Pack, Sammy Davis Jr., passed away on this date in 1990. He was 64. 1990, Muppets creator Jim Henson passed away at the age of 53. 2011, Space Shuttle Endeavour blasts off for its final mission in space. And Denver and its six-man crew were tasked with delivering a $2 billion alpha magnetic spectrometer designed to illuminate dark matter and exotic forms of nature for scientists to get a look at. The mission led by astronaut Mark Kelly. And in 2020, department store JCPenney files for bankruptcy. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by Elsevia Co-op and the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. June milk up 18 to 2103, July up 17 to 2035, August up 15 to 1994, September up 18 at 20 even. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets moving up mostly higher this morning as expectations of increasing demand strength in some of the box beef prices all helping to support the cattle markets. Hogs, though, moving mostly lower. Lower pork cutout values and lower cash expected. All pressuring the futures. June live cattle up $1.12 to $179.37. May feeder cattle up $1.62 to $244.77. June hogs down 90 cents to $96.60. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving up mostly lower. Now, there are planting of corn and soybeans taking place in the western and northwestern corn belt. There's still some progress as well being made in the eastern belt, but really it's kind of slow due to all of the rain. The big story right now is the combination of dryness and frost freeze events in Russia, and that is also helping to provide some underlying support, but markets are mostly lower today. There's also some underlying pressure with the expectations of Chinese retaliatory tariffs. New crop corn down 4.5 to 482.5. New crop beans down 4.5 to 1196.5. Chicago wheat July down 2.25 to 663.5. I'm Brian Winnekin.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 72 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 81 by Saturday. Mostly sunny 83 with a chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm Saturday afternoon or night. Barbecue season is here, and if you want to rock your summer barbecue, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made in small batches. It's wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new man. Well, the whole town's talking about the line I'm walking that leads right to your door. Oh, how I used to roam. I was a rolling stone. I used to have a wild side, they say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. And the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. I used to love them and leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met you. Now my heart beats true. Baby, you and me together. Feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't looking back. Yeah, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new.
Had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard. Had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Fair faucet hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. Was the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. And my first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. The space shuttle fell out of the sky and the whole world cried. In the world that I grew up in, skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't got a mortgage and an SUV, but all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980 something in the world that I grew up in, skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something 1970-something. Oh, it was 19-something.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
They came in thinking top dollar to that old cotton crop farmer. They knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know, all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land, and you could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. 'Cause I got a little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. She's in the big city, but she still calls home. What's she gonna do if she comes back and we're gone? And over there under that white oak tree, beneath the crosses where my best buddy's buried, lasted 13 hunting seasons running strong. Keep your money, 'cause a man can't leave his dog. And over there's where I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. One man smiled and he kind of looked away. The other said, before we go, I gotta know one thing. Between the droughts and the floods through all the years, what in the world got you through? How the hell'd you get here? And he said, that little girl that used to swing right there, I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. Running up after one of them long days, her big smile making every little worry fade. And over there under that white oak tree, beneath the cross where my best buddy's buried, all them hunting seasons freezing in a John boat, me and him double barrel in a two-stroke, and that woman that said yes when I got down on one knee. Can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. Now it ain't something you fall into, it's something God gives you and you hold on to. Just like that, the little girl used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. And over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes when I got down on one knee. Is all this is here? Why the hell would I ever leave? You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dirt Cheap, Cody Johnson, 954. I'm Brian Winnikins. Coming up on Saturday at noon in Mondovi, they'll be saying farewell to the old Mondovi Library, having a celebration for that as it's the last day for the old location, and then the library will be closed for a few weeks as they move into the brand new library. But they'll have a celebration to say farewell to the old Mondovi Library this Saturday starting at noon. Well, in Wisconsin, we have buffaloes now. That in Waupaca County. Waupaca County Sheriff's Department warning buffaloes have been wandering loose along a highway on Highway E in Waupaca County, advising people to drive with extra caution. And, you know, bad enough we're having to play dodge the deer, now we have to play dodge the buffalo. And the sheriff's department asks anyone who spots the buffalo to contact authorities. No word on yet who owns the buffalo or if the buffalo just decided to walk from Yellowstone to Wisconsin.
O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to thank everyone in the local WRDN listening area for their support of our local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be part of such a strong community. We salute all our dairy farmers for their continued hard work and dedication throughout the years. For all your cheese needs, the O'Galley Cheese retail store is open 7 days a week. O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. Tractor Central's Model Year 2023 Green Tag Closeout offers big savings on new John Deere riding lawn tractors and zero-turn mowers. While supplies last, you'll save $300 on remaining X300 series lawn tractors, $500 to $700 on garden tractors, up to $1,000 on John Deere zero-turn mowers. Get started today at TractorCentral.com. Offer ends June 3rd, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durand at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Shop locally. Listen locally.
Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
And I'm Brian Winnikins, 958. Thanks to Matt Gillis for joining us this morning. If you missed our interview with Matt, talking about the upcoming fire department fundraiser and also some of the projects going on with the Durand Public Works, you can check that out on our podcast at realcountry1430.com and go to the podcast page and you can listen to it there. Happy National Barbecue Day today. Now, in the world of barbecue, grillers decide how to cook their barbecue. Charcoal, wood, gas, or slow cooking. They consider themselves culinary experts of barbecue. There are four barbecue regions. Kansas City, a variety of beef and pork cuts, slowed cooked with a tomato and molasses-based sauce. Carolina slow-roasted pork cooked with a sauce with a vinegar and ketchup-based combination. Memphis, a dry rub pork is cooked low and slow, absorbing the smoky barbecue flavors. And Texas, beef slow-cooked in smoker grills and topped with a smoky dry rub. All I know is it all tastes wonderful. That's just all I'm saying. So, you know, with the nice weather here later on today or tomorrow, oh, let's do some barbecue on this National Barbecue Day today. National and World News from ABC Radio News is coming up next on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator, W297CH Durand. I'm Brian Winnekins. Make it a great Thursday.